Going on in Europe today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris. We may be used to these emergency meetings at this point. And this time, yet again, they're going to be talking about how to pull Europe back from the brink of economic disaster. Joining us now, the BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris right now. Christian, can you talk a little bit about what the, I mean, we've already had a couple bailouts, huge bailouts. So what are they talking about? Are there other levers that they're talking about pulling?
Well, I think you have to look at the politics of today's meeting. We've been hearing all week about the challenges President Obama will face in managing the economy and getting re-elected. The same is true for President Sarkozy here in France. Very difficult week last week. There was a run on the French banks, zero growth in the second quarter, results out on Friday, and they had to introduce a ban on short selling on the stock market to protect the banks. His German ally is here today to calm the nerves of the voters and the markets. So they're going to talk about really bringing the others in line, the likes of Italy and Spain, how to get them to play by the rules while at the same time reducing this very heavy debt that both of them are carrying.
Are they talking about perhaps another bailout?
Well, they've already agreed, of course, on July 21st, a bailout, an expanded bailout. But, of course, it would no way be big enough to bail out Italy that has over a trillion euros in debt. It's just not big enough. And certainly the German electorate is not even going to think about that. It would be political suicide for Angela Merkel to introduce a bigger bailout fund or even to talk about euro bonds. This idea that the debt of nations would become a European burden, a shared problem, if you will, with Germany as the main guarantor. So they've said today, we're not going to talk about that. We can't possibly talk about it until these countries start playing by the rules and until they get their own house in order.
And this, of course, is all going on at the same time that Germany, that was seen as an incredibly stable sort of model economy for the rest of the world, and perhaps people were looking to Germany to sort of bail out the rest of Europe. And we get news today that Germany's economy may be more troubled than we thought.
Yeah, second quarter figures, 0.1% growth, almost flatlining like France did on Friday. And that's a big concern. The markets don't like debt. They want to see sharp debt-reducing measures. But the one thing they dislike more than debt is zero growth or negative growth. So they have a dilemma, particularly in the advanced economies here in Europe, how to cut debt effectively, consolidate debt, while at the same time not restricting these green shoots of recovery. The Spaniards and the Italians, they don't have that decision. They just have to reduce the debt. It's so big. Here in France and Germany, they need a much more subtle approach that will encourage business and the economy.
So perhaps if you say that Angela Merkel is there in Paris to reassure Parisian voters and perhaps all French voters, is this more a political meeting today than it is a substantive economic one?
It feels so for me. Ironic, this weekend in one of the French papers, 46% of French voters said they trusted the German Chancellor to sort out the economic problems of the Eurozone. Only 33% have the same confidence in their own president.
Which could be bad news for a re-election campaign. And in fact, this meeting may end up being nothing other than headlines and not really announcement of a new deal. Christian Fraser is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Join us from Paris. Christian, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, as we mentioned, is meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris today, talking about how to solve the European debt crisis.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.